I'm just a little old pet shop owner in the Docklands down by the sea. And mostly I sell used cockatoos that the sailors sell to me. When they've done all their money on women and rum, they hock their cockatoos with me. Make a damn good dollar selling second-hand cockies, but there's one I couldn't give away for free. 'Cause this poor little bugger spent his life on a lugger with a scabby old sailor at sea. Chained to his bunk, covered in spunk, while the sailor flogged his meat. Cocky'd flap his wings like he was jacking off too, like that sailor would do all day. And when he got close to the vinegar stroke, he'd mimic what the sailor would say. He'd say,
I bet she seen a cockatoo on three. I bet she seen a cockatoo. Felt them, stroked them, kissed them on the pecker. I bet she seen a cockatoo on three. I bet she seen a cockatoo.
So it weren't the poor little cockatoo's fault, 'cause the only women he'd seen were those he'd seen in X-rated videos and porno magazines. But therein lies the problem, 'cause when Sheila's come into me shop, I got to run like fuck to hide him out the back before he starts flapping and gobbing off. 'Cause he's gonna say,
I bet you seen a cockatoo on three. I bet you seen a cockatoo. Felt them, stroked them, kissed them on the pecker. I bet you seen a cockatoo on three. I bet you seen a cockatoo.
One weekend when the shop was busy, as usual I hit him out the back, but I forgot and put him in with the brooders and the fledglings that had only just hatched. So when I opened up the shop on Monday morning and went out back to feed them birds, I stood amazed as I opened his cage. I couldn't believe the sounds I heard. 'Cause there was baby cockatoos, budgies, parakeets, all colours and assorted sizes. Not only had he taught them all how to sing, he'd formed a fucking feathered choir. With canaries, ducks and chooks joining in, there was turkeys and a couple of geese. With them out front saying, can you cuts all together on the count of three? Two, three, start!